Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Mike Shope and the Bulldogs, Sneaky Joe. We're joined now on the West Her Hotline by the new coach of the Buffalo Sabres, Ralph Krueger. Ralph, if I may, please allow me to introduce ourselves to you as well as our Premier League rooting interests, if it's okay. I'm Mike Shope, Everton. We have Bulldog, Chris Parker, Manchester United. I agree, that's gross. And we have Joe DiBiase, Liverpool. Okay. They had a nice little year, right?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, very good, very good.
Welcome to Western New York, even though you're not in Western New York. Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm still dealing with some business matters here. The Premier League season just ended this past Sunday, which you well know, and Liverpool finished second. But otherwise, I'm over here and happy to be at least speaking to the fan base of
right.
Buffalo today.
Well, it's interesting to both of us that you were speaking to the fan base, in public, not in public like on the radio like you have been today and again with us now, but when you were here a few weeks ago, and the first thought I had when hearing about that was what those people are thinking now. Like if they are thinking back and they're like, boy, I think I talked to the new Sabre coach last week. Like, what the hell? Tell me about your motivation for wanting to do that and like what you were seeking and what you found.
Well, most importantly for me was to feel the heartbeat of the city. I've been following the Sabres since I was a kid growing up in Manitoba, and it's, I've been to the city a few times when I was with Edmonton coaching, and I understand the passion and the history that's there, but I wanted to feel a little bit what the market was saying. So I went two nights in a row. I had some free time and watched two NHL playoff games in six different locations. So it was between periods. I'd walk around, sit beside somebody at a bar or in a booth, and chat about the Buffalo Sabres. And just wanted to hear a little bit what the public is saying, but overall you could feel the passion and you could feel the belief in the core of the team. And it was just part of, walking up all the way through Allentown and Elmwood and everything, and just seeing what the city's like and the different personalities and the different, hot spots. And it was good. It was a good feel. And I enjoyed the adventure.
It's all part of research and development.
Right.
Yeah. Ralph, what stage of your negotiations with the Sabres were you at that point? Like, did they know you were doing that?
Yes, they did. I had a meeting with Kim and Terry Pegula one of the mornings after, and Jason and I had a couple of days of meetings, and that was, near the end of April, and I thought it was a good, it was a good way for me. They gave me some free space and some free time, and walk along the water and just to look at the architecture in the city and some of the history. And I love the size of the city. It's the kind of environment my wife and I feel comfortable in. We're not. I'd mentioned it today already to the media. Not really big city people, and it's got a good feel, a good size. I like the artsy development that's going on, and the renovations of a lot of the areas. So that's a side. I think it's really important as a balancer. The hockey is, of course, the number one magnet. The facilities there in and around the KeyBank Center are outstanding, and that's the place where you want to spend your time. But you need to have balance as a coach, and you need to know that there's a good spot for your wife to be. And I feel good about that.
Very good.
When your name came up 2 years ago, it seemed like an intriguing idea, but I sort of lost hope about it right away because you sounded and it read like you had unfinished business with Southampton. But then when it came up again this year, I was thinking of the Pierre LeBrun piece where you talked about maybe more of a president type, an executive type role as opposed to coaching. What changed over the course of, I think that interview was from early April. What changed from then to now, Ralph?
Well, Pierre spoke to me about 3 or 4 days after I made the decision public to end my time in the Premier League in Southampton. And quite honestly, just I really opened up the viewfinder after that. And You know, there were opportunities, of course, in Europe of many, many sorts. There was a few approaches quite quickly out of the National Hockey League, and the one that interested me and intrigued me of what was the conversations with Jason. And I have to tell you that Jason Botterill very quickly woke the coach in me again. I've been a head coach for 25 years on many different platforms, and I could feel the passion, and probably having been away from being a coach a few years has refreshed me. And truly, I was quite clear. I remember one meal with my wife shortly after where I just said to her, I said, you know, this is what's exciting me the most. This is where my heart's beating the highest. And so I pursued the conversations with Jason, and all the boxes were ticked back to back to back. And we have this end result, which I'm looking forward to stepping into that role, you know, beginning today.
With Ralph Krueger on WGR. So the connection between yourself and Jason Botterill and his father became known here in the last few days, and then again, it was brought out more today. To what extent did that maybe manifest during the season, or as Botterill is running the Sabres the last 2 years? Like, were you in contact with him about the Sabres through that, or was this really more just once the opening came to be, then you sort of reconnected with him, which is closer to the reality?
He the only contacts we had was really on a personal level to congratulate each other whenever something good was happening mm-hmm. with our teams, and otherwise the contact did not pick up until Jason had made the decision here to go with the new head coach this season, and then everything just happened organically and naturally after that. Our communication is really open. I can feel the common culture, and I can feel the vision that is in the club already, and the culture that has been instilled by Jason here, which I embrace and only want to build on. So it's it's happened quickly, but it's happened instinctually and naturally, and that's, I think, the best way for something like this to happen.
All right.
I have a feeling what I'm about to ask is something that you could probably write a long, maybe even a book about. Maybe you already have. But as best we can in just a few minutes, Ralph, as far as coaching goes, there's motivating, there's extracting the best out of each member of the team that you're working with, and then there's systems, and there's X's and O's and tactics. Like, how much of a balance do you feel you have in that? Do you have a strength in one area versus the other, and a weakness? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, first of all, I definitely build a coaching team. So the coaches will all have a voice at all times. Ultimately, I have to make the final decisions, and I'm fine with that. I love the coaching on the bench and enjoy being spontaneous and adaptable according to the performance of players. But I definitely love to use my staff and strengthen the game that we can offer the players through that personnel. But myself, I believe every single thing has its time and every single thing has its importance. So I believe that motivation and the structure of getting the group connected off the ice is first and foremost as we build our tactic, which should then show the same unity on the ice. And the physicality is something I've learned a lot more about being in the Premier League these last 6 years, and the sports science that we've been doing there. I look forward to bringing it more of it into our physical preparation. And the technical side of a hockey player needs to be worked on continuously. I don't think there's ever a time when a player is finished with his development. One of the challenges I like to do is spend time on technical development on a daily basis. So it's every component really that I like to focus on, but I will use my personnel to help me in putting it into play. Even the physical fitness guys, the fitness coaches, the physiotherapists will be involved with the pre-activation. More than just the coaches will have a role pre, post, and within training. And I think you're getting a feel. So yeah, I could probably write a book, but I don't believe that any head coach is a 100% expert on anything. It's putting those pieces together in the right balance at the right time is what in the end will define you as a winning or a losing coach. And my job will be to try my very best to get that right.
Well, I mean, in Western New York, you've certainly got, in the spirit of these comments, Ralph, Scotty Bowman, for starters. Like, there's a lot of wins in the area with him, or John Muckler, and, you know, it's part of Buffalo's proud history with hockey. The Sabres have asked us to keep this to 10 minutes, and we're there. I just want to tell you quickly, I was out last night. Bulldog, don't laugh. Of course I was. And I ran into Nate Oates, the departing University of Buffalo men's basketball coach, who lives on Grand Island where I do. And not because we knew you were about to be hired, but he did just happen to tell me, my house is for sale. So it's nice, by the way. It's about as good as you can do, if that interests you.
I think I'm going to probably end up somewhere in the heart of the city. And, you know, I'm a walking guy, too. And so, but tell him thanks for the offer. I never did see Bulldog at those bars, I don't think.
No, I don't know. No, there's no chance. If these were weeknights, forget it. No, I'm...
Yeah, if we were somehow one person, you would have, because I'm the one who's always out, and he's the one who's watching the playoffs.
Right. Okay, but...
That's the way that goes.
Well, maybe so, next time. All right.
Yeah, well, I look forward to meeting you live, and I also send my very best wishes to the fans of the Sabres, and look forward to communicating very openly with them about what we're all up to, and how we're going to build the team into a squad that they're going to enjoy looking at. And you guys know the word squad, so I threw that in there just for
Did you ever get used to saying nil?
Yeah, well, I had to evaporate and erase soccer from my brain, nil from my brain. Goalkeeper from my brain, you know.
All that stuff. Woodwork.
Yeah.
Woodwork's one of my favorites. Thanks a lot, Ralph. Congratulations. We look forward to meeting you, too.
Okay, gentlemen. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Bye. Ralph Krueger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.